Welcome to the Under the Capes podcast, your geek business guide. I'm going under the capes of bloggers, cosplayers, gamers, and other entrepreneurs to learn how they've built a following around doing what they love. I'm your host, Tim Ludi, and today we're going under the cape of Second Union. How's it going, entrepreneurs? I hope everyone had a great weekend. I spent my weekend down at Six Flags Great Adventure down in New Jersey, which is it's an annual trip me and my family take, and it's such a great park. They have a lot of DC-themed rides. They have the Batman ride, the new Joker, Superman, Green Lantern, Bizarro, and this year they opened up the 4D Justice League Battle for Metropolis ride, which is a mix of 3D motion ride with a shooter aspect. So you got 3D glasses, and they give you a gun, and they tally up your score of helping the Justice League take down Lex Luthor and the Joker. So that was really cool. This was our first time getting to try that out, and we will definitely be back for that. My guest this week is Jeff and Karma from Second Union. So Second Union is a website devoted to pop culture and entertainment news, reviews, interviews, and everything from movies, television, video games, comic books, graphic novels, music, toys, collectibles, and everything in between. They have a YouTube channel where they do some unboxing videos and some other cool content. And they are planning on launching a podcast very soon, which will be really cool to hear from them. On their website, they cover a lot of different areas of pop culture. So they have different sections for their, you know, the movies, the comic books, the retro. That's one of the things that I really love about the site is they cover a lot of vintage and old school stuff in their rewind category. So they'll review old movies and games and As we talk about in the interview, the site is a little bit of a love letter to the 70s and 80s pop culture. And today I talked to Jeff Andrews, who is the founder, creative director, and editor-in-chief, and Karma Savage, who is the co-founder, art director, and senior editor. And they both have graphic design backgrounds, which they bring to the site to make it look really nice. And they've all around put together a really great brand. And since starting about a year and a half ago, they have grown to a team of 7 additional contributors in addition to them. So they're doing a really great job building this brand. We talk about a lot of cool stuff, including, you know, doing your research, how they manage their team, Karma's trip to San Diego Comic-Con this year, where I got to meet her, and how they coordinated that with Jeff being their guy in the chair at home while coordinating all the news they put out that week. So let's dive right into my talk with Jeff and Karma. All right, I'm now joined by Karma and Jeff from Second Union. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Tim.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, so can you tell me a little bit about kind of your introduction to the pop culture community and how that became Second Union?
Go ahead, Karma.
Well, my introduction to pop culture, of course, I'm a child of the 70s, the 80s. You know, so it was all Saturday morning cartoons, Mad magazines, and aluminum lunchboxes. I'm a latchkey kid, so TV was basically my babysitter for the most part of my childhood. So I've always kind of kept that part of me, you know, until my adulthood. So that's how it came to be for me with pop culture. Second Union is the child of Jeff. And Jeff actually invited me into Second Union, what, about a year ago?
A little over a year ago, yep.
a little over a year ago. And it seems like it's been longer, but it's only been like a year. And he noticed that, you know, I attend a lot of comic book conventions. And so that was going to be my my gift to Second Union, is you know, my love of going to different comic book conventions. So that's how I got into to Second Union.
Awesome. And yeah, a year ago, was it just the Tumblr?
No, actually, the Tumblr page started probably 3 years ago, and Karma was a contributor to that as well. But
yes,
it was about a year ago we were having conversations about how to evolve that beyond the Tumblr page.
I forgot about the Tumblr page.
But, you know, really, that was kind of the evolution. We started as a Tumblr page. And going back to your original question real quick, growing up in the 70s, you know, there was so much great stuff that was going on. You know, the TV and movies, Star Wars started then, you know, the things were on TV. You know, I mean, it was such a great time to grow up that we couldn't help but be exposed to some really great pop culture, you know, things that are ingrained in our society today kind of got their start back then, and we grew up with them. So, you know, that's kind of our origin story. But the Tumblr page was something that I started probably about 3 years ago, and it was simply a place to kind of share images and memes and that sort of thing. And it was, you know, it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it must be great, because all the stuff from the 70s and 80s is now getting, or maybe it's not great, but all of it's now cool,
right,
again,
exactly.
And it's getting remade and good. And
it's a great, yeah. And, you know, so us being, you know, both of us are in our 40s, so we're a little bit older than, you know, a lot of people that you probably talk to. But, you know, I grew up watching reading comics and watching, you know, Batman on TV and the $6 Million Man, and all of that is kind of coming back around again. So, you know, it's all very cool.
And when you started Second Union, what was the vision when you first started it?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I really just was looking at the idea of that Tumblr page and thinking, okay, how can we evolve that? So we discussed a podcast. A few of us were talking about a podcast, and from that we kind of decided, okay, instead of a podcast or starting and just jumping, you know, straight into a podcast, let's go ahead and establish a website, start bringing, you know, interviews and news and that sort of thing, you know, just kind of trying to find a niche that would work for us, and hoping that, you know, we'll be able to kind of build upon that and use that to, you know, build our brand, obviously, and use that to jumpstart our podcast.
Yeah, I think I've talked to Steven Sully from the Nerd Foo, and they did a similar thing where the different sections of their blog, they'd kind of tested out, and that eventually became the different sections of their podcast. So have you guys kind of been testing, like, what people actually like to read about, and that'll become maybe what they like to listen about in the future?
I think that, you know, what interests us is what we write about. And we figure if it interests us, you know, it's probably pretty interesting to people that enjoy the same type of stuff. We try to be genuine to ourselves, you know?
Yeah, especially the nostalgic part of pop culture. That's something that we really like, you know, to talk about. And, you know, there's other people out there that like to listen to that and talk about stuff like that too, so... That's one thing that we discussed with the podcast, you know.
And yeah, so since starting it, you guys have grown the team quite a bit. How has that gone so far?
It's going good. We have some great contributors, lots of people that, you know, have come to us, or they're, you know, friends of ours that, you know, have expressed interest, and it's a small growth. I mean, it's taking its time, but we're really impressed with, you know, I mean, we've been around for a year. We're impressed with how quickly we've evolved just in that last year.
Yeah, for a year, the growth that you guys have done is awesome.
It's kind of cool to see how, even when I look at the site now, I'm just amazed by how how big it actually looks. you know, so that it's kind of cool to see that how it's evolved since just this year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it, you know, and if we weren't having fun, it would show, I think. That's a very integral part of doing something like this.
Yeah, it's got to be something you're interested in writing about and is still fun to do.
For sure.
Yes.
And yeah, you mentioned how big the site looks, and the overall look of the site is definitely, you know, it's got a great clean look, a strong brand. And that's, did that come from your, both of you having graphic design backgrounds, or what was, how did the design?
Well, it definitely helps. You know, I mean, Carm and I both have been designers for, you know, decades now. So it definitely doesn't hurt that you have an understanding of website design and branding, you know?
You're going to make something look good, you know.
Gotta look good. That's right. No.
You gotta look good. Yes. Yeah, well, that's the number one thing, brand ID. You gotta have a good brand that's in anything, in any type of, you know, corporation, company, yourself, or whatever you're representing. So, Jeff's done a wonderful job.
Pat myself on the back.
Of course he goes, you know, I'm art director, so he goes by me first. That's either yes or no.
I run everything by Karma. So what do you think of this? She goes, oh, please, no. I'm like, okay, fine. Something else.
It's more fun being the art director.
Yes.
Less sparkles. What?
It is great because I can always say, you know, Jeff, I need this certain image for my live tweets. You know, he's like right on it. So it's pretty good to have that type of visual artist on your team that can do that. And quickly too, I might add.
Awesome. Yeah. How did you land on the responsibilities of the two of you and then of the overall team? It sounds like you guys have kind of defined roles pretty well.
You know, I mean, Karma and I just kind of discussed from the beginning what she wanted to do. And as people came on board, we'd have discussions with them. You know, we're very lax. We're very laid back. Team member comes to us and says, hey, you know, I have this list of things that I want to talk about, things I want to write about. We'll go over it. I'll discuss it and review it, and we'll go from there. I kind of keep a tight rein on everything that goes out on the site. Once the contributor has written and uploaded their post, they'll save it as a draft and I'll edit and review it. And then I'll post it and share it to social media. So, you know, that way we keep a good handle on the quality of the work that's going out and
yeah.
We make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, because we're visual artists, everything looks good as well. It's important.
It can't look like a press release.
Yeah.
I won't stand for it.
She puts her foot down. And we feel it everywhere.
No. You got to get that SEO. What is it called, Jeff? That SEO score. It's got to be green right. In WordPress.
Yes. She's very much a stickler for that. It's funny. But, you know, I think...
You're the one that added it.
I know. But, you know, I think it's just a matter of... I think Carm and I work well together because, you know, I have a certain way of doing things. She has a certain way of doing things. And so if we're able to find a compromise, I'm really, really... I will say this. I'm really glad that I have her on board because there's only so much that I can do, you know, by myself. These other contributors are basically, you know, writing their articles and submitting them for review. But Karma is the one that I bounce everything off of. I mean, every decision that's made, I go, you know, I come to Karma and say, okay, so what do you think of this? You know, and she'll go, psh, or she'll go, I like it, you know, and that's what I'm always going for.
It's either thumbs up.
Right. I mean, first I...
Thumbs up or thumbs down.
First I bounce it off my wife when I get the thumbs up from her, then I bounce it off Karma, you know, so...
Gotta go back to your life. Karma gave it right. the...
Karma said no. My wife thought, where's Karma?
Hi, Michelle.
Right, exactly.
Oops, was I supposed to say her name? I'm sorry.
It's all good.
The silent partner.
Right, exactly. The real boss, you know? That Aussie flair.
So yeah, you mentioned when you post all the articles, you then send them out on social media. Has that been one of the most successful ways to promote Second Union, or what else? What else have you seen success in?
I don't know, Karma. What do you think?
I would think like interaction with the audience mm-hmm. helps a lot, you know, because people know that you're not just text and graphics, that you're actually a person or a voice. So like, you know, showing our image or me posting a video of me talking or, you know, I'm out in the field somewhere or some Comic-Con or something that you can actually see, you know, us and hear and interact and stuff like that, I think is really, you know, helps with the following too.
And their YouTube, which I would like to grow more. Awesome. I love watching them. They do a great job. She and Rochelle.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, so. And we do giveaways and stuff like that as well. We don't do as many as others because, I mean, this stuff's coming out of our pocket. You know, we really haven't monetized the site a whole lot yet. So, you know, it's kind of a work in progress. But the giveaways are great. We see a big draw when we do those sharp spikes and follows, etc.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
That's kind of fun. Especially when you get your friends. Yeah, your friends are like, where'd you get that Atomic Blonde stuff? I mean, what's the point of having friends with perks if you can't get anything from them? So.
Yeah. And Karma says,
so it's kind of cool.
Please. I know.
I know, right?
I'm special.
I know. Thank you,
Kevin. Yeah, what are some of the giveaways you've done and how have those, how have you organized those?
I want to do more. I want to be like Selly. Here's a big sigh. I know this is what you're going to ask for us at the end of the podcast, but you know, about a piece of advice, but this will tie into that. But anyway, I actually reached out to an old contact that I had about 5-7 years ago when I used to go to those advanced screenings, you know, through like GoFobo and you know, the other outlets that do the advanced screening things. And I met one of the marketing people there. And anyway, fast forward to today, I actually reached out to that person and you know, and asked them. It's a marketing firm in Atlanta, but they're actually international. They're actually global. But they have an office in Atlanta, and I was just asking them, hey, you know, I have a website. I don't know if you remember me, but right now I have a website, you know, we are entertainment news website, da 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 da. Do you think that I can partner up with you and somehow, you know, do any type of giveaways to help build followers on our account, da da. So anyway, so she actually transferred me to somebody else, and that's how I started building a relationship with this marketing PR firm, and they're actually the ones that started sending me out stuff for giveaways, because I'm wondering myself, how do these other outlets get the chance to do these giveaways? Do they actually go to the movie studios, or, you know, who are they asking for stuff like, you know, this? But it's just, you just go straight to whoever you think can get you that kind of, you know, relationship or link, and that's what happened. So right now I'm just starting to learn who do I need to reach out to be able to give our audience the chance of, you know, advanced movie passes and, you know, contests and, you know, to win cool stuff. So it's pretty early now. But yes, in the past, Jeff and I have actually been purchasing our giveaways and, you know, stuff that I have, because I'm a type of collector of stuff.
Right. So it's establishing those relationships, you know. I mean, this is all just, you know, we're still learning. We're still building.
Yes.
We've dabbled a bit with, you know, things like, you know, going back to your original question, as far as social media, we've dabbled a bit with like Facebook Twitter and Instagram advertising, but we haven't really seen enough of a return on that to even continue using it. You know, it's a learning curve. We're just slowly kind of, you know, we'll do something. If it doesn't work, we try something else. And, you know, we go with the stuff that works.
Yeah, because, I mean, things that do work or don't work for other companies may work for you, or they may
exactly.
not.
So exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
A lot of experimentation.
Yes.
Very important. Mm-hmm. You know, be open to change. Be open to knowing that it may work, you know, for someone else, like you said, but it may not work for you. So be open to, you know, exploring other avenues. And, you know, we're still doing that. We're a year old. We're still very new. So, you know, it's all just a learning curve.
Yeah. And you've mentioned, that you've started monetizing the site a little bit, and I know you have the Second Union store up. Has that been the best way that you've monetized, or has advertising? What's been the successes that way?
The store is also very new, you know, a couple of months old. We're still getting a handle on it. It's our hope that we can grow and evolve the store, and we have a Patreon page as well. We'd love to be able to monetize the site, but right now, no, those things aren't. They're not, you know, it's too new for them to, you know, really be showing any type of sustainability for our site. No money. But, you know, the ultimate goal obviously would be to, you know, to use those to completely make the site self-sustainable and, you know, be able to give back to our followers, obviously, more giveaways and contests. We, you know, we're always looking to, you know, give back. We, you know, that's part of who Karma and I are. So that was kind of the reason that we decided to do that, because we have a love for this stuff and we wanted to share it. So, that's, you know, that's one way. We'd also love to be able to give back to our contributors. You know, I mean, they're all volunteers.
Yep. Uh-huh.
They're all volunteers. They're a great group of people. We've got some phenomenal help. We've been very, very fortunate. And I think it goes without saying that Carmen and I both would probably love to be doing this full time, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, long time goal, there it is.
And reality TV.
Right. So, you know, ultimately the reason we're doing this is because we want cameras following us around everywhere. Good.
As does everyone.
Absolutely not. I'm going to live in the bathroom if that happens.
Oh, gosh. Whew. Okay.
So the YouTube videos are more Karma than you, Jeff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Somebody has to do it.
You know what? We have to split up the chores. And Karma's...
Yes.
Karma's a cutie. She definitely belongs to be... You know, she needs to be on camera. I am not. So I'll stay behind the scenes and take care of everything else, you know?
Yeah, and so far, Karma, you've been a great in-person face of the business. I've got one of your Second Union stickers stuck around here somewhere from San Diego Comic-Con, so you did a good job promoting there.
Thank you, thank you. I'm sorry it was so short. Next time, Game of Bloggers, Season 4.
A great event.
Yeah. We'll see you next year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, for San Diego, did you go in with any goals, or just kind of you were there enjoying yourself and you had some stickers that maybe you'll give out in the meantime, or was there any goals for Second Union while you were there?
Actually, I covered for Second Union last year as my very first time. I actually attended last year as a professional, creative professional. I didn't have press. But I still wanted to cover, you know, say, because I love talking about it and I could talk about it at all times. So I tried to cover as much as I could last year. And, you know, I did a recap of it and some video and photos. This year, I did a lot more for Second Union there, but I was still as a creative professional, not as press. But I think I did a pretty good job. You know, Jeff gave me some great pointers. One thing I loved is that Jeff was in, just like I was telling Sully, he was in Mission Control. So it was good to have him, you know, to be able to cover all the stuff that I can't, you know, while I'm standing in line. So, you know, did you get that, Jeff?
I'm going to put a sign on my office door that says Mission Control.
Yes. The Thor trailer just leaked. You know, he's got to be on it. So yeah,
that's
it was
definitely
fun.
A good person to have.
Yes,
trying to cover it all on your phone goodness. From the con is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So she was there. She was doing lots of, you know, tweeting. She was taking lots of photos.
Yeah.
Did some video, and you know, obviously she was there at the event. Whereas,
yes.
I was sitting at home. I didn't leave my office. I didn't work that day. I just, you know, or the days that she, you know, that weekend, and I just sat there and I was just, you know, hovering over all of the news coming out of SDCC and just hoping that I didn't miss anything. And between the two of us, and, you know, we had another contributor there as well, between us,
yes.
we, you know, I think we did a pretty good job. We're getting there.
I think we did pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all a learning curve, as I said before. I keep stressing, yeah. but, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You learn from the, you know, the things that work, and you,
yeah.
you do it better the next time.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so I actually did have stuff. I had stuff last year for Second Union, too, I believe. And I attended Game of Bloggers, but not, I didn't push it as much because I didn't really know what I was doing. But mm-hmm. I knew that I had to be, you know, somewhere. and I made myself known, so, you know, that was pretty cool.
So she jumped up and down, and she had, you know.
So now I got a t-shirt. I got a Second Union t-shirt now.
Ooh, there you go.
Fancy.
So now you know what you're doing a
right.
little bit more.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned taking the lessons into next year. What did you learn this year that you're going to take into next year or into other cons?
I love the way that the guys at Hall H show, like, mm-hmm. I like the way Aaron, I like how he did his interviews on floor. I loved his interview process. He had a lot of it, and I didn't get a chance to do as many interviews as I wanted to because I'm always in the line somewhere. That's one thing I would like to do more of. What else did I learn? What else, Jeff? Did you tell me anything that I needed to do?
Like, you listen to me, please. No.
Because you told me to do, I like the quick shots, you know, those quick, you know, take a photo of some action and then just post it.
Right.
That was really good advice.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, we forget when you're in the moment, you forget. I've done it myself at the conventions that I've gone to. You know, it's like, you see something cool, you're like, oh my gosh, that's cool. Yeah, take a freaking picture and post it to social media, you know?
Yeah, so, and it's quick. Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, you have to kind of condition yourself for, and we're getting there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'm still working on, is conditioning myself to not just enjoy the good stuff, but to actually catalog it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it amazes me, like you said, what the Hall H show does. I listened to your episode, Karma, with your interview with them, and that was awesome.
Great.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
That was really entertaining, and the amount of interviews they were able to set up in such a busy weekend.
I mean, their setup alone is, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? When they started setting up, it was serious.
They mean business.
They mean business, definitely. Yes.
Good guys. We really like
them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and you said you did some interviews while you were there?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I did the year before. I got Paul Shipper, but I didn't have the right equipment. See, I didn't really know.
Yeah, the lost interview, because...
Oh, hush. I still say post that video.
The audio is so terrible, we've never posted it.
It was so horrible. Yeah,
you know, the illustrator Paul Shipper is a very old friend of mine, dear friend, and he was there, so I gave her the challenge of finding him and talking to him, and it was great. But you couldn't hear the, you know, the audio.
No,
so we weren't able to use.
So.
Yeah.
So please support our, become a patron so we can get better
audio. Awesome.
Small plug there, right?
Because I know you want to hear Paul Shipper tell his origin story. Yeah. So
yeah, better recording equipment is one of the things on the list for the future.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I've actually already talked to Aaron over at Hall H about the equipment that he uses, and you know, we, you know, it's all, you know, you have to, you learn from other people, you know,
yes,
do your research, and so he was very generous in sharing that information with us, and you know, we'll consider it for the future. It's something we definitely love to be.
And I see that it does work. It is needed. Mm-hmm. When I see what their setup is and the quality of their audio and their video, I'm like, okay, yes, you do need it. You can't just use your, you know, input of your smartphone for interviews. It doesn't work like that. So,
as we learned the first year.
As we learned the first year. I was the guinea pig.
That's usually how it goes. You gotta just use whatever you can the first year just to get going. And
yeah.
Yeah. It was a good interview. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. Yeah, no.
It looked really good.
Don't forget, I actually talked to him a bit in New York Comic Con the year before. So I actually met Paul Shipper before.
Oh, was it at New York Comic Con I think it was that I gave you
the Yes, that's where you gave me the challenge.
Of hunting him down. That's right.
Right. I forgot. Of hunting him down. Yeah.
And getting a photo with
him. Come on, there you go. Give me my credentials, man. Right.
That was before Second Union.
That was before Second Union. Yeah. Yep.
Current.
So were you testing me?
I was, actually, yes. That was your
was that a test?
Trial of fire. It's all planned in my head. I've had it all planned out for, you know, I map it all out in my head for decades. So.
So yeah, in addition to getting a new interview with Paul Shipper, what are the future plans for Second Union?
Go for it, Jeff.
Well, you know, I mean, are you talking like a 5-year plan?
Yeah, I mean, a month out, 5 years out, whatever.
Well, okay. What we're working on right now is a podcast. You know, we're going to continue with the website. We're going to continue growing that as well. And you know, if we can bring on more contributors to bring on, you know, more content, awesome. Karma and I and our friend Jamel Singleton are currently working on developing our podcast. We're going to get that up and rolling here, you know, hopefully soon. And that's our next focus.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been hearing about the podcast, so I'm excited to get to listen.
I know we've been talking about it a long time, but really it's just a matter of, you know, again, doing your research and, you know, finding your niche. You know, we don't want to be a copycat. We don't want to be, you know, we want to stand out. We want to, you know, give great content when we do. And oops. And you know, these are all the things we have to figure out. And, you know, we're kind of slowly getting there. You know, like I said before, a podcast was what we originally had thought about, you know, jumping into. And I thought, you know what? That takes more preparation to me anyway, in my head. So let's get the website up. Let's, you know, get the content rolling, the interviews going, etc. These are things that I was familiar with and was, you know, I'd done before. I've done a lot of, you know, similar websites like this. So that was my focus at first, and we'll, you know, evolve that into the podcast as well. And hopefully, we'll be able to do that successfully as well. Cross our fingers.
Yes.
Nah, I didn't prepare all that much. It's not that it's pretty easy.
Well, you know, the great thing about your podcast, and Carmen and I have discussed this, we both really enjoy it, is that you have a focus. You know exactly what you're going to do. And I think it's that's a very important step. You know, that wasn't something that we necessarily had when we were starting out as far as how we were going to evolve that podcast. So, you know, we're kind of working on that. We're still trying to find our, you know, our niche, something that will make us different than everyone else that's doing that. You know?
Yeah. And I think it's great because you are still looking for that specific niche, but you have a much better idea of who your audience is since a year ago.
Right, exactly. And that was kind of the plan, you know. Let's see what works. Let's see, you know, who our audience is, and we'll go from there. So I think it was ultimately for us, I think it was the right decision to make. Excuse me. As I throw things around.
Gonna sound great on
right.
Yeah.
How you doing?
But as you guys kind of get ready to take the plunge into recording your first podcast, I have a new segment that I'm calling We All Start Somewhere. So can you remember the first piece of content you ever created?
Content relating to the site?
Either related to the site or, you know, a past piece of something that you remember.
Go ahead, Connor.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Content. Wait, you mean an article?
So either an article or your first video or just something that you...
I do remember my first... Well, because when Jeff said, okay, we're going to create a website first, you know, I'm not the best writer by a long shot, but I know how to research pretty well, you know, being a graphic designer, creative, you know, we all have a creative process. So I kind of knew what to do when you're creating an article. So I actually volunteered to write for Fandom, Wikia, who started their new fan-based content site also. So, you know, they're always asking for people to come in and contribute. So I kind of stepped up. Well, you know, they have like about 20 or 30 contributors and we would all be in this one little chat room. And I remember the head honcho of it all. He's like, okay, the new trailer for what was that? The Rock movie with, Kevin Hart. What was it called? Central Intelligence, yes. So right. Central Intelligence got, so everybody's like, I don't like that. I don't like The Rock. I don't like Kevin Hart. So I'm like, should I try it? Because I've never done anything like this before. And I'm like, well, it can't be that hard, you know, just to look at a trailer and write about it. So, but it's kind of like trying to learn how to swim, you know, for the first time.
Jump right in.
So I'm just, yeah. So I was just like, I'm just going to do it. So here I am, you know, nobody knows who I am in this sea of people. And I'm like, I'll take it. And I had no idea. It took me probably like 2 days to write about that trailer. But that was kind of scary for me. I mean, that was the first content that I've ever created. And I, you know, and I'm just amazed how fast that, you know, very talented writers can push out, you know, stuff like that so quickly. You know, like these, you know, Entertainment Weekly people and, you know, the big ones, what is it? Nerdist, all of their, you mm-hmm. know, how fast that they can just write up stuff.
Well, let's give a shout out to one of our contributors, Owen Butler, who was a teenager and writes for us. And let me tell you something, that boy can write. He has a bright future ahead of him. He puts the rest of us to shame. He's a great little writer and reviewer and, we are super
recapper. Yes.
And he recaps television shows and movies and, you know, he does a super job. We're really fortunate, to have him on board. But, he'll get more done in one morning than the rest of us will for the rest of the week.
What's cool about Owen is I like his perspective on TV and film of our time when we were his age. Like he'll go back and he'll watch Gremlins and it'll be, you know, his review of Gremlins or Indiana Jones. So that's kind of cool to see from a young person.
Yeah.
To take out the nostalgia aspect and just enjoy exactly. like the first
yes.
time.
Yes. The first time seeing it. Yeah.
And he does a super job. So he does a great job.
He does. Yeah, he does.
If only he liked Kevin Hart and The Rock, he'd be perfect. But.
Central Intelligence was pretty good in my opinion.
I liked it.
You know, you couldn't go in there expecting much, but it was entertainment. I thought it was fun. So.
That's a great team up in my book.
The Rock for president. Is that really happening? We can save that for our podcast.
Yeah, you can keep that topic.
Yeah, stay out of politics. Go ahead, Jeff.
So. Yeah, so Jeff, do you remember a first content piece?
You know, I really don't. I have been drawing since I was old enough to hold a pencil. I have been, you know, I read comics as a kid, and I would draw superheroes, and that was really, you know, that's probably, if I were to come up with something, that was probably it. I was always drawing, you know, Superman, Batman, you know, the Super Friends, you know, I mean, I was always drawing stuff like that. And I have, you know, tons of stuff packed away in my mom's trunks that, you know, drawings that I did when I was a kid. But as far as the site, probably, you know, the site's welcome page was the first thing that I wrote for it. I've done, like I said before, I've done a lot of sites similar to Second Union. I had a blog called Sugar Frosted Goodness, which was a great name, I know, trademarked. But it was a place where illustrators could come together and share their work, you know. And a lot of illustrators that are, you know, still friends of mine today, I met through this blog. And, you know, a lot of them became friends because of this blog. But, you know, this was in 2006. So things were a little different than they are today. You know, blogs were a lot bigger, I think, than they are now. But, you know, there wasn't as, or they weren't as many avenues for getting yourself out there. The blog was a great way for people to say, hey, you know, here's my work and, you know, share it with the world. I also had a website where I interviewed illustrators and graphic designers, a site called Design Inspiration. So, you know, taking that knowledge, you know, and that knowledge base basically and turning it into, you know, what was basically the next evolution of Second Union was, you know, really how we got to where we are today. I'm still doing interviews.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it helped a lot because you learn how to chase down the, you know, the interview. You learn how to, you know, get the content looking good and get the content, you know, appealing to the, I mean, Design Inspiration. I still have people coming up to me and saying, whatever happened to that site? Cause I really liked it. And, you know, and it basically just, you know, I moved on to other things, but it's still out there. You know, it's, you can find it, but it just, you know, I just lost interest basically.
Aww.
You can leave that part out if you
want. Yeah, it's cool that you were able to carry over all those lessons into Second Union.
You know, and that's,
yes,
you know, you just learn, like I said before, you learn from your mistakes, you learn from what works and you evolve.
And yeah, speaking of those lessons, Karma, I know you're ready for this one, so you probably saved some of your wisdom. Do you guys have one piece of advice for someone just starting out?
As we've mentioned several times, do your homework. I cannot stress that enough. Research, research, research. If you are wanting to do a podcast or a website of this genre, make sure you know what is already out there, you know. And at the same time, you know, take lots of notes. I mean, see what's out there. And at the same time, be genuine to yourself. You know what is going to appeal to you. Because going forward, if, you know, for instance, if you decided, okay, well, you know, I see that, you know, there isn't a real big push for podcasts on video games or something, you know, like that. Going forward with a podcast on video games is not going to work if you don't have the genuine interest in video games. If you're just trying to put something out there that, you know, you feel will be, you know, fulfilling for someone else, it has to fulfill you as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another piece I would say is just, you know, build relationships with people in the same field that you want to, you know, that you're trying to build your outlet from, or anything that you're trying to build, you know, it doesn't have to be a podcast or a website, whatever you're trying to do, you know, make sure you don't burn bridges. Just like I did, I went back, you know, 7 years. I never throw away an email. That's one thing. Don't throw away emails. Cause I went back and found that marketing PR firm's her email address. So, and it's worked out luckily for me. So yes, that's one good thing is to keep those relationships. Look for the old ones too.
That's good advice. You know, another thing that I would mention is that don't think that everybody out there that's doing this is an expert and that you're just, you know, believe me when I say this, everyone had to learn from the bottom up, you know, and it's just those relationships that they've built and the research and the homework that they've done that has got them to where they are. And they, you know, process of elimination, process of working through stuff that doesn't work. And, you know, it's an evolution. So, you know, don't think that everyone has just got it right off the bat and you're an idiot because you can't figure it out. Just throw yourself into it and, you know, it'll all come to you.
Yeah, it's great learning from the people that kind of have it all figured out now. But you might try some of that and stumble just like they stumbled,
exactly. You know, definitely
when they were first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. Yeah, that's really good advice. This has been, thanks so much for coming on, guys. Where can people connect with you and follow Second Union?
Okay, Second Union's on the web, obviously. Our website address is wearesecondunion.com. All of our social media links are right there at the top of the page. And we are on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere that, you know, anywhere you can think.
Full cover.
YouTube, we've got it covered. So wearesecondunion.com.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, guys. Yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. It was awesome.
And there you have it, guys. My talk with Second Union's Jeff and Karma. Really awesome to talk to them. One of the things that I liked that they highlighted was the idea of doing your research. So, you know, they understand the importance of bringing something unique to the audience out there. So, you know, there's a lot of sites and podcasts and YouTube channels doing similar stuff. So if you want to stand out, you know, they understand the need to create a really unique brand, and they've worked hard to do that on their website. And they also understand as they launch this new podcast, that's something that they'll have to differentiate themselves as well. So I thought that was a really great tip. So be sure to follow Second Union on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, or head over to wearesecondunion.com. And you can follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff Andrews and Karma at 28 Savage Days. And I'll put links to all of that in the show notes at underthecapes.com/episode18. And in my own entrepreneur journey, one of the things that Jeff and Karma mentioned and kind of shined a light on is they put some emphasis in, Karma mentioned how she loves how big their site looks. And they do a really great job of, you know, it's really well organized and, you know, conveys a professional sense. And that's something that I would like to do better in my own site. So right now the website is, you know, something I put together in WordPress, just to kind of, you know, get started and get something out there. It is, you know, as I was creating it, it was definitely something that I looking forward, I wanted to improve on. And the same goes with the logo and the cover art and, really the, you know, all the design elements of the brand are things that when I created them, I saw them as temporary or, you know, a good starting point. So that's something that, you know, don't look for a rebrand in the next week, but it's definitely something on my radar, and I kind of want to, right now I'm putting a plan together for when that would be feasible, you know, kind of when I'll have the time and the budget to really invest more in the look and feel of the site. So that's what's on my mind this week in my entrepreneur journey. I hope everyone else's journey is going really well. I hope you're following Jeff and Karma's advice and doing some good research this week. Next week on the show, I'll have Matt Fillion, the author of The Indestructibles, who I got to meet at Boston Comic Con and who was briefly in my Boston Comic Con recap episode, and I got to have a full discussion with him, which will be really cool. So I'll share that with you next Monday. In the meantime, feel free to follow Under the Capes on Twitter and Facebook at Under the Capes, and on Instagram at Under the Capes Podcast. And if you like us, please give us a rating and a review on iTunes or Stitcher, and give the show a subscribe wherever you might be listening from. And until next week, thanks for listening, and I will see you soon. Thanks.